When tall midgets criticize the black women we idolize, something within us rebels, whether or not they apologize. It matters not to me if you're 5 foot nothing or 8 feet short. I'll tell you to your face or to your kneecaps, leave that black woman alone. I need no special day nor time to call attention to the most beautiful creatures in the universe, black women. I need only look around at the proud strut of a round butt, the healthy look of the sterling cook mixing love mood with soul food, the dark size of a sister's big brown eyes, the beauty inside and out, the quiet strength in her pout, the responsibility and fidelity in the midst of crumbling values. She needs no embellishment for her beauty because a deep inner grace is her cosmetic. But without her man, she's like a flower without fragrance, the bright sun without heat. High yellow or dusky mellow, she's a peach-skinned princess, a cocoa thrill, the honey gold queens that ran Sugar Hill. Like pearls and wrinkled walnuts, she smiles, or she'll do a cinnamon frown. From black bottom to booty green to a beige funky Broadway, she's always got down. She's a chocolate treat, sweet mahogany meat out of a molasses dream. She's brown sugar and black coffee, save the cream. Her colors range from rose blush pink to ebony skin. She's shaped kitchen smoking heavy to schoolgirl thin. She's blackberry syrup and light muscatel, caramel brandy, tan-tipped candy, and purple olive shell. She's a rainbow goddess with ginger lips, honey-spun afro, and golden brown hips. Her colors range throughout the spectrum. She has the biggest, roundest, softest... Well, I don't guess I can say that out loud, but anyway, it rhymes with spectrum. The first birthday present I ever got was my mama. She was the instrument of my birth, which through her pain called me into being. She's that heavy-set church sister in the amen corner, that fast-talking, street-walking sister on too many corners. She's in the halls of schools and Congress, but never in the way. And every chair she sits in immediately becomes a throne. She pointed my child's eyes to the stars, my young boy's feet to the path of manhood, and my warrior's heart to nationhood. She bestowed upon me the Ph.D. in mother wit. And no matter where I travel, her feet still walk a path for me and with me, from the daughters of Sojourner Truth in the West to Mother Waddles in the Midwest to Queen Mother Moore in the East. Let's stop right here for an amen and a right on.
Amen, right on.
Without her strength, we couldn't fight on. And we have, you know. We've jumped the boxcars of freedom on Harriet Tubman's Underground Railroad in the North and ran sweating through the swamps with Nat Turner's mama in the South. Sadly, there are still some brothers who are blinded to the sweet reality of the very tree of which they are the fruit. And still some sick, sad souls use that word, and you know what word I'm talking about, that word reserved for a female dog. How can you demand respect for that which you don't respect? I therefore call on all the sons of Africa to turn this thing around, because our black woman, my brothers, have transformed the drumbeat of the jungle to the heartbeat of freedom. She has earned the title of Queen Mother, Soul Sister, and Fox Princess. She spans the Nile Valley, the tropics and deserts of Africa, and the depths and peaks of the universe. And is she not manifested at all times? The beauty of childbirth, the beauty of young womanhood, the beauty of maturity, and yes, my people, believe me, the beauty and wisdom of age. She is God's licorice jewel, his queen of spades, and he, long ago, issued a warning against those who would disrespect her, because as our beautiful black mamas always told us, God don't like ugly.